So, Andrew, let me clarify one thing first here. My understanding is that these races will go to a runoff if neither candidate garners 50%. Is that that threshold?
Exactly. Georgia is the only state in the nation that has such a law.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about those two races?
Right, so Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler and Republican Senator David Perdue are the two current senators for the state of Georgia, and neither of them for their reelection bids reached the requisite 50%, and therefore it goes to a top two runoff system, and that takes place on January 5th. Now that we project that Republicans will have 50 seats in the Senate and Democrats will have 48, it really does come down to these two races in terms of which party will control the Senate. If Republicans win both of these races, they'll have a 52-48 majority in the Senate. If Democrats win both of them, however, it'll be a 50-50 Senate with a likely Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. But that is a recipe for a lot of gridlock if you have a 50-50 Senate.
Was the race supposed to be, the races supposed to be this close?
I think we were expecting them to be this close, yes. Georgia is slowly but surely turning into more of a swing state, usually at the presidential level and really any statewide races in Georgia. It's usually a reliably Republican state. That has started to change. Obviously, we see Joe Biden in the lead in Georgia right now by about 4,000 votes. Obviously, the state is going to a recount because it's so close. But these runoffs really show us that Georgia is, for lack of a better term, being put on the map for presidential election years.
Well, Georgia's fascinating in many ways. If you look at the state county by county and metropolitan area breakouts, it really does seem like there are the metropolitan areas that have turned significantly more blue, and some of those rural areas continue to be quite red.
That's exactly right, and that's the case in many states across the country, including Pennsylvania, for example. But I think what's happening in Georgia is that, after the 2018 election, when Stacey Abrams ran for governor as a Democrat, she lost that race, but she built up a really good voter turnout operation in the wake of that loss. And that included getting folks in those urban areas to turn out for Democrats, in particular African Americans. So that has really increased their political power and, as a result, turned Georgia into maybe a swing state going into the future.
Safe to say, once the presidential election is decided, that a lot of money is going to be poured into these two races in January.
That's right. We saw some individual Senate races this last cycle reaching nine figures in terms of the fundraising. It was just absolutely unprecedented. But I think we could see that and then some for just these two races in Georgia, which, again, are runoffs. They're not even general election contests. I've talked to officials in both parties, outside spending groups, the campaigns themselves, who all say they expect a flood of money going into the state of Georgia. So if you live in Georgia and you own a television set, you're probably going to get bombarded very, very soon here with ads.